KORN News Radio Sports. It is Thursday morning, July 23rd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The Kansas City Chiefs have unveiled the first renderings of their new stadium in Kansas that is scheduled to open for the 2031 NFL season. One of the biggest aspects of the design is that the $3 billion fully enclosed dome will feature a ceiling of translucent panels. The stadium will hold 70,000 seats and will be built with the intention of amplifying crowd noise. It was late December of last year that Kansas lawmakers voted unanimously to allow for sales tax and revenue bonds to be issued to cover up to 70% of that $3 billion cost of the stadium, plus the accompanying mixed-use district, including the Chiefs' new training facility. SEC Conference Commissioner Greg Sankey says that conversations about the SEC breaking away from the rest of the college sports are real, but not the league's preferred path. Speaking at SEC Football Media Days this week, Sankey said frustration over NIL rules, along with other lawsuits, player eligibility, congressional legislation, and the future of the college football playoff, have fueled those discussions. He says the SEC still sees value in remaining part of the national governing body, but wants the NCAA to function more effectively. Sankey also called for stronger national NIL standards and greater transparency in athlete compensation, while the SEC remains opposed to expanding the college football playoff beyond its current 12-team formats. The Boston Red Sox won their 15th straight game yesterday to match a club record for the longest winning streak in team history from 80 years ago. Boston would beat Baltimore 6-3 in Game 1 of a doubleheader yesterday. That equaled the 1946 Red Sox team, who ended up reaching the World Series. Then last night, the Baltimore ended the 15-game winning streak in Game 2 with a 5-1 victory. It was the Red Sox' first loss since July 1st. Elsewhere yesterday across Major League Baseball, the Pirates and Yankees also played a pair of games. Pittsburgh won the first one 5-3 in the 10th inning. Meanwhile, the Yankees got Game 2 2-0. The Dodgers, they would beat the Phillies 9-5. Max Muncy had a go-ahead two-run home run in the sixth, while Tommy Edmund added to LA's lead with a bases-clearing triple in the eighth. Milwaukee defeated the New York Mets 4-3. Milwaukee's Joey Ortiz was 3-for-3. He was a home run shy of a cycle. For the Brewers, Logan Henderson matched a career high with 9 strikeouts over 5 innings for the victory. Detroit's starter Keiter Montero and 4 relievers combined on a 4-hit shutout as the Tigers beat the Chicago Cubs 5-1. Spencer Torkelson with a home run last night for the Tigers. They won 5 of their past 6 series, including a pair of sweeps. Salvador Perez tied the Kansas City franchise home run record, while Lane Thomas had a tie-breaking 2-run single in the 7th to give the Royals a 5-4 win over the San Francisco Giants. Salvador Perez now has 317 career home runs, all with Kansas City. That ties him with George Brett. Houston's Jordan Alvarez and Isaac Paredes would hit back-to-back home runs in the 8th inning. That would give the Astros a 5-2 win over the Miami Marlins to complete a 3-game sweep. Alvarez now leads the majors with 34 home runs on the year. Atlanta rookie Jim Jarvis would hit a run-scoring double into the right field corner, as that would give Atlanta the lead as the Braves scored 6 runs last night in the 8th inning as they come from behind to beat San Diego 7-6. Tampa Bay's Griffin Jack allowed just 1 run over 6 innings as the Rays scored 3 runs in the 6th as they topped Toronto 4-2. The Chicago White Sox, they beat the Texas Rangers 4-2. Chicago's Chase Mydroth was 4-for-4 last night with a pair of run-scoring singles. Also yesterday was the Cincinnati Reds defeating Seattle 5-3. The Arizona Diamondbacks scored 7 runs in the 5th inning yesterday. Arizona defeated the Athletics 15-5. The Washington Nationals would shut out the Colorado Rockies 8-0, and the Cardinals would pick up a 1-0 victory over the Angels. And that's a look at your sports. For Thursday, July 23rd, I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.